says on Daf Lamech Beis, the one Madamar says that Adam Rishon was a min haya, he was a min. Shnamar Bigger Shem became Adam Yomel Ayaka. Ayaka means an nata libcha. Rabbi Yitzchok says he was a Meshach Bar Lasai. And then the Gemara brings down the Madamar that says he was a Kaifer Be'ikr. And then the Gemara brings down the Tanhasam of Belez Aymer have a Shakal Matar Vedam Shutashav Api Kairis. On this Gemara, when the Gemara says that Adam Rishon was a min or a Kaifer, the Taras Chaim Asakashi says it's Tzarechin for the Gemara and Ervin. The Gemara says in Ervin and David Ches that Adam Rishon was a Chasid Gadol Haya. He was a Tzaddik, so how could it be that at the same time it could be a Chasid Gadol and a Kaifer and a min and a Meshach Bar Lasai? So Ayn Sham that he says a Mahalach to answer it up. But Lachar Lefiwit, Rabbi Nechanan says over here, the Kasha doesn't begin because Rabbi Nechanan learns that all these Madamah over here, they're talking about what Adam Rishon was. He says that Pirish, that Rav, this is not what the Gemara is not saying this about Adam Rishon. The Gemara is saying that this is what the Minim say. This is what the Aprikarsim say. That Adam Rishon was like us. He was a Min like us. He was a Kefir Baker. He was a Meshbach Barlasa like us. That's what they say, and that's the rise they're bringing from these Psukim. And the Gemara is saying, Have Zahirin Bechuvasim Lulamid Masha Tashivulahim. The Gemara is teaching us how to answer them up, how to answer up their tainas. That's why it brings down this Chazal of the Damash Tashiv Apikaris. But Abul Chachmei Talmud Chas Shoyimim Al Damishon Vakiyetz Bapkam VeMefarish the Loss Yisrael Perish Asad Litan Asadim. But he says Chas V'Shalom that the Gemara would say Bapkam about Adam Rishon, they would never say such a thing. This is just saying over what the Minim said about Adam Rishon. So if you're not Mahalach, obviously it's not sure from the Gemara in Erev. And he talked was a Chas Gadol Hayah. The Gemara over here is just saying what they said about him, what the Apikarsim said about him, in order that we should be able to be Mekayim V'Dam Ashitashu V'Apikaris. Just Agav, it's interesting, the Svarim bring down, the Vedam Ashutash of Lapikaris is Rashutavis Shalom. It's a Vav of Veda, Ma Shutash of Lapikaris is the Vav Shin Lamed Vav and Mem. Shin Lamed Vav Mem is Rashutavis Shalom. And the Chayyad Pshad is that even though when you engage in Apikaris and you fight with him, it seems to be the lack of Shalom, the lack of Achdus, but really, essentially, that brings Shalom because when you're Meshiv on the Tain of Apikaris, and you bring out Kavod Shemayim, that is really the greatest Shlemus, the greatest Shalom Ba'ilam. And I just want to be Mesayim with what the Taras Chaim says over there, a very, very nice pshat in his Lefi, his Mahalach. He says that what does it mean that Adam Rishon was a Minhaya, because the Pasuk says, Ayaka on Libcha Naita. So he says that this is going to feed the Mandamar, the Eitz Hadas was an Esrig, and Esrig represents the Lave of the Adam, and also represents HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the idea is that a person has to be davik tamid with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There has to be a constant vacus with Hashem. That's what it means, that that's the ending of the lay being an esrog. And the isra v'achila meitzadas means don't take that esrog and separate it from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and take it for yourself. You have to be always davik in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And there was some type of separation through the achila, and that's what it means minhayam. That's the an libcha naita. There is he was naita away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu instead of being always davik to him. And he says, if he that could be the pshat, why the Chazal or Misakin, that when you take the lulav and esrog, there's nanuim, you're a menaneh to the different tzadim, and that's really to be Misakin for the chet of Adam Rishon, that he was night away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and now we're being night back towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the esrog, which represents a lev. We're saying that everything is constantly to be mechuber to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through that vekas, and therefore we are menaneh, and we're mata the lulav and esrog, which is, I think that's the lashon used in the in halacha. You should be matet a little bit. So we're matet b'dafka towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu to show that everything is, that we constantly want to be davuk with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be mechaper, and what kiviyachol was the unlibcha naita, that netia that was away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But again, if you're ben chanano, this is not what he actually did. This is just the taina of the minim, and lefi that his kasha would be miyoshim.